Well, we've just thought globally now to a family that's acting locally. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates visited a family who's gone off the grid in Pasadena, California.
On a surprisingly gray day in Southern California, Jules Gervais is walking me through what's left of his front garden. He points out fruit and vegetable plants that perished in the extended cold snap here. He thinks it's part of a larger problem.
Yes, I say this is my up close and personal introduction to global warming, because we see it, we felt it, and now you see the results of it, and we feel the results that we don't have produce that we have that we need to sell.
That's a big deal, because Jules and his adult children grow fancy produce that's cherished by several local caterers and restaurants. They're doing this on a small city lot perched near a freeway. All the power used to fuel their business and their cozy 1917 bungalow is green. Jules opens the gate to the business end of the property, the backyard.
We have...
This really is a farm back here.
Yes, it is. It's a highly productive micro farm.
Raised beds are planted with baby lettuces and broccoli. Apple trees are wired on a fence to spread horizontally to save space. There are poles for tomatoes and green beans, which will be planted in warmer weather.
Let's come back.
The garage is at one end of the yard. Its roof is loaded with solar panels that provide the Gervais with two-thirds of their electrical power. The other third they buy from the city, and it's produced on a wind farm. Jules says the way his family lives isn't only an environmental choice, but an economic one, which helps in a crisis like this recent cold snap.
We decided a long time ago we weren't going to, be indebted to debt. We were going to be kind of free of that, and so now when we take a hit like this, we're not going to be knocked down and out. Not down, but not out.
The tiny farm has free-range chickens and ducks, which produce gourmet eggs that fetch premium prices. There are four different composting systems on the property. Five, if you count these two little goats.
That's blackberry. Mm-hmm. We have a blackberry and a Fairlight right here. Yeah, that's you, blackberry.
The goats are pets, but they really do dispose of surplus produce and the clippings from vines and trees. The Gervais family has been environmentally thrifty for about 20 years, and they farmed this way for six. Anais, the oldest daughter, says when she and her siblings were kids, they were just going along with their dad's program. Now they fully embrace it.
Growing up and seeing the situation of the world and the global warming and the effects that consumerism is having on everybody, then we started making the choices ours. What we were, grew up with made sense now.
Jules Gervais says he and his children aren't crazy. They're just determined not to be slaves to energy prices or contributors to already rampant pollution. They're especially conscious of the need to conserve water. In a tiny bathroom, a small sink sits on top of the toilet tank. It's an eco-conscious Japanese model. The water used for hand washing flows down to be safe for the next flush.
So when you wash your hands with clean water before it even touches the bowl.
The front-loading washing machine is also a big water saver. The family uses it for big loads, linens and blue jeans. But for little things...
This is the old tin washing machine.
It's the same model popular in Amish homes. Basically, a drum filled with soapy water with a stick attached to it. That's the agitator, and it has to be operated by hand. While a lot of conservationists would praise him as forward-looking, Jules says he's inspired by the Amish, folks most people think are firmly rooted in the 19th century.
Because they've done it so long and so well that we look to them to see what ideas we can incorporate, bring it up to date and bring it into our world.
Living with a dad who thinks the Amish got it right would probably scare most 28-year-old guys. But Justin Gervais says he loves farming. Heirloom tomatoes are his favorite, and he wants to stick close to home.
It's different. People tell us, it smells different, it feels different. We're like, feels and smells like home to me.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.